economy and the growing shortage of existing homes for sale inventory, they call it. Much of the sales growth came from the Northeast and Midwest. The average sale price of a home up 13.6% to over $400,000. On Wall Street today, NASDAQ down 11, S&P down 1, the Dow closing up 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Allworth, and this is my side host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. I'm excited for this topic this evening.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. It's one that's very near and dear to my heart.
That was the same term I was going to use, yeah.
Yeah.
You might get some pointers.
I'm hoping.
Well, I find that, you know, I think what you're doing is a little... You know, you're trying to find some darkness in it, but I found that a lot of witches, you know, not so dark.
They just say that for the... No, I'm really trying to heal people. I would never...
They're just trying not to get burned at the stake? Is that what you're trying to imply?
I think probably.
I don't know.
Maybe. I would assume most of them have tried some of the darker stuff. Just
you gotta dabble before you can be the good guy.
Really, yeah. Well... Actually, that's kind of what was on the Facebook page of the person we're talking to.
Oh, really?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, she talks about herself as a gray witch. That is to say, hey, what was the exact quote here? Let me... Something about, you know, how can you heal if you can't hex and all that.
Like, right. You gotta...
That is hardcore. So, see, this is why I was excited about it, is because, you know, it seems more metal...
Frankly. Maybe like a surgeon, you know, you got to be able to cut in there if you...
Yeah.
And know what's wrong in order to fix it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know how much sense that actually makes, but it's very cool. And
well, before we delve too deeply into that, I would like to tell you how pathetic of a man I am.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, you know, Thanksgiving ends, and my wife comes pulling up yesterday with a tree on top of our car. Because we're all, oh, we got to get the tree soon because there's, like, the national tree shortage.
Sure, I've heard of that.
Right, it's all over the news. It's big. It's important. So she pulls up with this tree, and, you know, I take the tree down, and I got it in my front yard, and we got this measly little hacksaw. And you got to saw the bottom straight and, you know, trim up some of the little sticks at the bottom.
Sure.
And, so there's this guy across from my apartment who is always sitting out there smoking. Which we always joke about that if there's a murder in my apartment, he's going to be the guy who saw it. Because on all the murder shows, there's always the guy who saw the witness. And he's all, well, I was outside having a cigarette and I saw this crazy business. Right? So here's this guy and he's nice and nice enough. I don't know. I haven't met him. But and I'm out there sawing and I hear this, hey, you need some help? And I'm just all... No, I'm good, and I'm sawing. And it's like wet tree, you know, so I gotta chunk it out. I gotta saw a little bit and then come in from the top and take that chunk out and saw a little bit. And a few more minutes go by, and he's all, hey, you need some help? And I stand up, I'm all like sweaty, and my hair's just all in my face, and I'm all, nah, I'm cool. And I'm sawing, and he does it again. He's all, hey, and I start to think, man, do I just look absolutely pathetic out here, like, sawing this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I'm manly. I got a beard, you know? Most of my shirts are plaid.
You look like you would be incredibly competent.
Totally, man. Yeah. And so, like, you know, I go to bed that night thinking, like, what a douche, you know? Yeah. I'm like a man's man. I wake up this morning, and I am so sore, my thighs and my arms, just from sawing that damn tree, man. I am just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So apparently, to the guy across the way, if you're listening, yes, I needed some help.
Well, you know, I've been in a similar situation a lot, and I can say this. You know, guys are annoying. Let me fail at this task. Just don't look at me.
Well, that was what I was mentioning about when I went inside. I go to my wife, and I'm just all, man, you know, the big, because he's big and muscly. He's a big muscly dude. And I'm just all like, you know, I appreciate the fact that he's all muscly, but how does he expect the rest of us to get muscly if we don't do our own work, you know? You can't come along and use all your muscles for jobs that are supposed to be building my muscles.
Something like, give a man a muscle and he'll saw a log for... I don't know.
That sounds absolutely X-rated, Sean, so we're moving on. Mm. All right, so this guest is somewhat serendipitous because last week I didn't even think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who the guest was. My phone was dead. Thanksgiving was coming up. Blah, blah, blah. Lost.
Sure.
At the end and beginning of the show, we talked about how we needed to make a task for ourselves to try to find the real occult.
That's right.
And here we have somebody who might be able to help us and set us on this path.
Andrea just did it for us.
Yeah. 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 So,
which is awesome. So...
So, you know, I mean, maybe she can point us in the direction. Really, I aspire to not necessarily be a warlock. I don't know if that's a thing. I really know so little about it. I don't know if, like, in this day and age of gender roles...
I feel like at one point, at least, witch was, like, a gender-neutral term.
Yeah, is warlock the boss? Is that not a gender thing?
I have no idea. I'd be comfortable being...
Would I be a man-witch? Is it like a nurse? A man-witch?
Man-witch, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. My problem is too much man-witch, not enough warlock. So, you know, really what I want to be, it's not that I necessarily want to be a man-witch, but I want to be... Like the Talamasca. You know what that is?
I have no idea.
You haven't read, like, The Witching Hour by Anne Rice or any of that stuff?
You're losing me. Sorry.
Okay, well, I want to be, like, a professor of the cult at the Miskatonic University.
Oh, right. Okay, I get it. Like the Giles to,
yeah,
you know.
The Giles.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I'm
okay.
Familiar. Yeah, yeah.
I assumed I could make a reference safely to anything.
Yeah,
I
just
get it.
I mean,
so.
It's just really sad that you didn't get the Talamasca, but you got Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I like
but it
Buffy
is very accurate,
Slayer.
You know. Only, you know, in this post-Harvey Weinstein and Ray Moore world, I think I might pick a different group of people to hang out with than Giles chose.
Right. Well, that's fair.
I might pick, you know.
Yeah.
You're about as young as I'm willing to get. You know, anybody younger than you, I immediately want to go, hey, do you need a sweater? You're going outside. Or do you remember your sweater?
I don't know. If you wear enough tweed, people assume you're harmless. So. That,
yeah, totally. If you wear enough tweed, people will think you're harmless.
Words to live by, right?
Yeah.
You can write that down, listeners.
I do have a tweed fedora. But it's a little small for my
that,
head.
No. The fedora cancels out any lack of sketchiness that tweed may provide.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know, it just,
anything that makes anybody think of Mambo Number 5 is, like, immediately suspect.
Yeah, it...
Okay, so if you haven't figured it out from our conversation, our guest tonight is going to teach us about witchcraft. Her name is Lori Jackson. And this is a topic that Sean and I are... Pretty excited to dig into.
Yes.
So, you are listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
You
do.
They're what?
Remind me of the babe.
Quiet!
A goblin babe. Well...
My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew what kind of magic spell to use.
Slime and snails, or puppy dog tails, thunder or lightning.
And baby said,
Dance, magic, dance.
Just magic, jump,
magic, jump.
Just magic, jump.
Magic, jump.
Just magic, jump.
Magic, jump.
Just magic, jump.
Magic, jump.
9 hours and 23 minutes. You'll be mine. I saw my baby trying hard as babe could try. What could I do?
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Reading, overlooking the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Common Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community, a new name but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of best retirement community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
All right, welcome back to Wasteland, and we're waiting for our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, to call in. But in the meantime, you know, what do you think of magic? Do you think, you know, it seems like magic could be its own thing, or it could be a spiritual thing, or it could be like a science thing that we barely tapped into?
Right. I don't believe in magic in any, like, organized spiritual or religious sense, to be honest. And I feel like most witches you hear about have some sort of... Basically, it's religious. You know, there's a large theoretical underpinning. And, you know, there's lots of, like, Celtic imagery or what have you, you know.
Well, you know, our
Norse gods, whatever you want, you know, there's always something behind it.
Our guest last week kind of talked about magic in this very Lovecraft fashion, this sort of mix between extraterrestrial,
right,
sort of ancient, sort of a combo, a transdimensional kind of Almost scientific.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was almost a science that we didn't understand.
Right. Well, you know, I do think there's a very good chance that we are living in something akin to the Matrix. So, I think, you know, if there is any reality to it at all, it would be something like glitches or cheat codes, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So I guess I would be in the arena of science we don't yet understand.
Arguably, I think everything is science that we just don't understand.
Right, yeah.
I personally even think religion is kind of science that we don't understand. Not to take the religion aspect away from it. But let's say I am a firm believer in God. I still
right.
Theoretically, would find that to be
yeah. Theoretically, God, yeah. You know, there would be something empirical there, even if we don't have enough evidence.
And I think some Christian religions kind of call it that anyway. Don't they have, like, religious science and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I think they do.
And
I mean,
the science
like
of
science.
Creationism science and
yeah.
stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not coming down on it. I don't know. I mean, what's the difference, you know? All right, it looks like we got our guest here with us for this evening, Lori Jackson,
saved
the
us
Dark
from
Lady.
A very controversial topic there.
We were about to get a little too controversial. Are you there with us, Lori?
Very controversial. About to get a little too controversial.
We got to have you turn down your radio. It's getting psychedelic.
Yeah, there you go. Got it. Sorry, John.
No problem. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good now. I got yeah. on.
This is my typical, by the way, this is Chauncey, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
And hi there.
Hi. Our usual starting question we're going to use with you as well, and that is, how'd you get started in witchcraft?
Oh my, that's a long story.
Well,
I've always
you got 45 been minutes.
Well, I don't think it's that long.
All right.
Well, I knew when I was 5 years old. I did a lot of wishcraft, which is you wish something and it comes to, you know, it becomes what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was 5 years old and I was sitting underneath my swing set and I was playing with, these rocks and, I thought, I wanted to do something special because I had a really bad childhood and I wanted to do something. It just kind of came to me that I needed to make these rocks into special rocks, right? Something beautiful. So I would put these rocks in a coffee can full of water and pour the water out and put the rocks back in and swirl them around and then put them in my special place. And I do that every day and for about, a month, I'd say. And then one day I went there and they were different rocks and they were pretty rocks. And that's when I first found out that magic was really real. So, from then on, I grew up in a kind of a Christian family. So I was really confused because I had these things where I would had visions or I would do something and it would happen, that kind of stuff, you know? And I was confused and I met a gypsy girl when I was in junior high, I believe it was, and she taught me how to do tarot readings with just plain old playing cards and taught me how to do some spells, some love spells, like on this guy that I really had a crush on and it worked. And she taught me some other things, but then my family got wind of it and didn't want me to be friends with her anymore. So, they kind of squelled that and I really don't know what happened to her, but, we were pretty good friends then. Then I went on and I was into the Christian thing again and finally, about 30 years ago, I decided, you know, I know who I am. And I kind of came out of the closet and I told my family. And boy, they did not like that at all. They were not into it. And,
you know, that's one thing that's always interesting to me is like
yes.
People act like they don't believe. until you tell them that you're one, and then all of a sudden they have a problem with it. So it's like, if they didn't believe in it, why would they have a problem with you doing it?
True, true, very true. Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah.
So you already prompted a question here for me. This wishcraft leads mm-hmm. me to ask the question, is this something that anybody can do, or is this something that somebody is maybe born with? I mean, why were you able to follow through with this wishcraft? Because, I mean, I wished for a lot of things when I was younger, but, you know, none of them happened. And so, you know, what's the is there a difference there?
Boy, you know, it's just something that I was able to do. I don't know. That's interesting because I haven't really thought about that.
Well, you don't have to know an answer to it. I mean, I think there's a mystery with magic where, I mean, obviously mm-hmm. you don't have to know the answer.
Yeah, it's just something that I know how to do, which is interesting.
So
so
when you became, you know, 30 years ago, you came out of the mm-hmm. closet and said, mm-hmm. this is who I am. And you got some pushback from your family. You know, how did that go since then? I mean, this is something you're very open with now.
Well, most of the family, they just kind of, you know, roll their eyes now and stuff. But that's okay. I don't mind that at all. I know who I am. I know what I want to do. And they can either like me or not, you know. So my mom, she still, every time I talk about it, but I have been talking to her about spirits because my little sister had died about a year and a half ago, and she's been having some interesting things happen at her house, and I know that my sister Vicky's around because this is something I do, is I channel spirits and I talk to them, and that's something else that I do that's very... and I help people with that.
So
I'm helping her too, and she kind of believes, and then she kind of boo-hoos it, you know. She thinks I'm going to hell. That's what the thing is.
So they are firm enough believers to believe that you're doing something bad for your soul.
But see, I was baptized twice in my life, so she figures, well, if I was baptized, then, you know, maybe I won't go to hell. So.
So, yeah, but both times it didn't stick, apparently.
No, it didn't, because I knew who I was. Yeah.
That's funny. So, well, we're coming up on break here, so I don't want to get too deep into anything. But you said that you, communicate with spirits. So if you can, in 3 minutes before we come up on the break, why witchcraft and not mediumship? Is there a difference, or are they somewhat synonymous?
Well, I kind of use them both together. I mean, I'm a witch, but I'm also a medium channeler. So I help people with their spirit problems, try to make them understand. Because what I feel is that we can live with the spirits. And just because you have a spirit in your house doesn't mean that they're evil. You know, I don't believe in evil and demons. That's just something, because I've never met one. So it's like I try to help people that way, but I also help them with spells. And I'm a witch, you know, and I love that word, witch. That's something that my mother can't even say. But she can say Wicca, which is really interesting.
Well, I think in the world of Christianity, witch can definitely mean something much more extreme than what Wicca pertains it to be, you know. Which in Christianity brings about the ideas of Satanism and stuff like that.
Right,
you know?
And that has nothing to do with it, even though there are Satanist witches. And there's also Christian witches. They're all in my group. I've got this huge group on Facebook. And I have all gamuts of the path. And so I work with everybody. And there's also non-witches in my group that are learning. So...
Well,
it's very interesting.
We're coming up on our first break here. When we come back, we want to know about those different kinds of witches. You're listening to Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, here on Radio Wasteland. She'll put a spell on you. She's the witch queen.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kirschman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress, Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Sounds just like a scream. I don't know what you mean.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Let's get right back into it with our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady. So before the break, you were telling us that you have different types of witches. You know, you've got good witches and, you know, satanic witches. But you yourself, you know, is there some sort of, infighting going on? Because I'm guessing that you don't believe in Satan.
No, I don't. Nope.
So,
but my group is for anybody that wants to learn the craft. And so Christian witches, satanic witches, green witches, hedge witches, kitchen witches, anybody is welcome. And even non-witches, if they want to learn the craft.
Okay, I got to know though. What's a kitchen witch? What's a kitchen witch?
Oh, they put their magic into what they make for meals.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
And then, so a hedge witch, is that what you said?
A hedge witch is one that uses lots of herbs and it's more nature.
Oh, that makes sense.
Than most.
So a hedge witch and a green witch might be kind of the same thing a little bit.
Kind of the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the gray witch, which I am, is one that is centered in the middle of dark and white, and we walk the line between that to stay balanced. And more of the Wiccan people are coming over to the gray side because they're seeing that you need that balance to have the power and to learn all that is, the craft, to pull from within yourself the power that you have, which comes from your heart. That's truly where your power of the witch comes from. I'll give you an idea what I see when I do my magic.
Okay.
You can see it from your hands, of course, but also like a Care Bear. You know what a Care Bear is?
I do.
Yeah.
I certainly. But, I have a daughter. Like
when they bring out the rainbow from their chest,
yeah,
it's kind of the way I envision my power coming out. To go out and do what it needs to do. And that's what I'm trying to teach everybody that comes to my group, to use the power inside themselves.
Yeah, I think
that's where it comes from.
I think it's really interesting what you're saying about sort of the crossing the line between the light and the dark. You know, I think a lot of us have sort of, because I'm very much a science guy, and I think a lot of people have grown up in this world thinking of good and bad.
Right.
Where, like, when I think of emotion, you know, anger and sadness, and these aren't necessarily bad, even though they've been labeled bad. They're part of the human experience, and they're part of who we are.
Right.
And it's
right.
a matter of just learning to control them and be a part of them in a healthy way, you know. And I feel that's kind of what you're saying about walking between the light and the dark.
Yeah, it's kind of the shadow part of yourself and the not. I've done a lot of shadow work on myself, and it's something that people should really do. It's where you delve deep inside of yourself, and I don't believe in demons and stuff like that, but you do kind of have fears that can be demons, and if you work on that, you become more rounded and more, more balanced. You want to be balanced in the craft. You don't want to be one-sided in the other. You need to have them both to be good at what you do.
So I think a lot of listeners are thinking, when they think of witches, they're thinking evil. You know, they're putting. So is there any actual evil in witchcraft? You know, are there evil entities? Is there any evil, or is it really just sort of the person and their potentially bad choices?
That's you got it. I mean, not all dark witchcraft is bad. I mean, there is some that the baneful that you do, like the vinegar jars, and they can be really bad. You know, doing a bad hex or curse, that can be really bad. It all depends on the witch herself. If her heart is cold and cruel, then that's what she's going to project.
So we were talking before you came on, and we were trying to figure out, is witchcraft a science or is it a religion? Or is magic its own thing entirely?
Magic is of nature, and it's always been there. You just have to know how to channel it. You know, it's like electricity. It's not science, even though some probably would say it is, like alchemy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Wicca is a religion now. because people have made it that. But no, witchcraft has always been. People have done it throughout the ages.
It sounds like you're saying maybe it's more like an art or...
That, yeah, you know, you could say
like,
that.
Like singing or what have you.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. I would say that.
Hmm.
And there, and you have to practice. You have to study. It's just, you just don't do it. You know, it's something. But then sometimes there are witches that know already inside of them, and I'm one of them. I know, like, people come to me, and I know what to do for them. I know what spell to give them to help them. And if that one doesn't work, then they come back, and I give them another, you know? And it's, how can I say it? Let's see.
Well, your focus...
Do you believe in reincarnation? Of course I do, because I'm a witch. I believe in past lives, and I've been a witch in most of my life. So... what I'm getting is from my past experiences as a witch in my past lives, I am starting to learn to use that in my witchcraft besides studying and practicing.
And so it seems to me that you're a healer and a big focus of what you're dealing with is trying to heal people. Either healing them with their minds, you know, with dealing with those who have passed on in grief, or actually healing them from hexes. So how often is it that you're undoing something that a negative witch did?
Well, you know what I've learned? I've been hexed and I've been cursed. I even had a death spell put on me 5 years ago. A lot of what the witch does with that is really fear. Most of a hex or curse is the fear of the witch, and that itself makes you fearful, and you are the one that kind of makes it come true. Does that make sense?
Yeah, more of a self-fulfilling prophecy than something specific.
Like I have people coming to me, oh, I've been cursed. I go, okay, what makes you think you're cursed, hon? And they tell me, oh, this happened, that happened. Well, that, and I'm thinking, well, that's just like everyday things that happen. You're not cursed, you know. You got to understand that a lot of curses don't work, you know.
Right.
It has to be a pretty strong witch to be able to really curse someone and do it right. I mean, you can say, I'm a witch and I cursed her, and a lot of it would be fear of that witch.
So, you know, with a lot of arts and practices in this world, it's sort of easier to destroy than to create. Would you say that it's easier for a witch to do negative things as opposed to positive things?
Well, I suppose a lot of them would like to do that. I don't know why. My goal is to help people. I have... I use my dark goddesses. They came to me about 5 years ago and told me that this is what I need to do as Dark Lady. I need to teach and I need to show people that being a witch is not bad. I'm trying to help people understand that we're good, you know, that we're not all this evil things that people think we are. We're just normal people. And we just use hands-on herbs and a lot of other stuff.
Okay, well...
I don't do high magic. I don't like high magic because that's just too many rules. You know, draw the circle, call down the watchtowers, all that kind of stuff. I just get a candle, get a poppet doll, do what I need, and send it off, and it always works. So that's what I do.
Okay.
I do low magic, as they call it.
Well, we're coming up on our final break here, and I still have a few more questions for you. You're listening to The Dark Lady, Lori Jackson, here on Radio Wasteland. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell. With decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady.
Hi, guys.
So this is actually somewhat serendipitous that we have you on here. This is my second time I've used that word in the show, so that's a little
bit. Yeah.
But,
that's a big word.
Yeah, yeah. My mom was an English teacher, you know. I got to show a little appreciation. Sean and I, last week, we were talking about how we, because our guest last night or last week was talking about occultism and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we were wanting to find legitimate books about these things for us to read. Yeah. And earlier
so
in the show, you were talking about how you study. Mm-hmm. Where would people like us find? And, you know, my day job is to build the internet, but, you know, I don't know if I'm going to trust, you know,
right.
I want a book in my hands that I feel is ancient. Are these things out there or has religion done away with them over years or?
Well, I can give you some ideas of, some of the well-known, witch writers like, the witch from Salem, Laura Cabot. Try her. She's very, very good. Let's see.
So I'm curious.
I have some others, but you just caught me off guard there.
That's all right. That's all right. I totally understand. It happens all the time.
I could tell you later, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a whole bunch of them. Silver Ravenhawk's another really good one. She's Wiccan, though, but she's really good.
But are there ancient texts?
Ancient? Why?
Well, because, I mean, this has been going on.
I don't know.
Like, when I think of, like, I don't know, the Necronomicon.
I know. I would love to open up a really old, old book of shadows that, you know, that nobody's ever seen, and just look at it and go, whoa, I want this book so bad, you know. But I don't know. I guess you would have to do some research on rare books.
We are going to. That is our new challenge that we put forth to each other.
Yeah.
That we want
and
to find
you know,
this stuff.
Guys, because I would love to do it too. So.
Yeah,
well, we definitely will, and we will definitely, you know, follow your group and find out a little bit more while we're talking about it. You know, how can people find your group?
You can just go to Facebook and just put in Dark Lady, and I have so many groups and pages. But the main witch group that I have almost 22,000 people in, and it's called Dark Ladies Dark Realm. And come to it, and we have all paths, and I help so many people, and the people there help a lot too. I'm the main teacher there, but
and do you have a lot of people, you know, do you get social pushback? You know, I'm assuming that you get a lot of pushback from religious groups.
Oh, yeah. They try to get in, but I'm very, very, very careful about who I let in.
Right.
I go to their site, and I look, and I go, are they there? Because I've let some Christians in because I'm an empath, too, so I feel things. And so I can feel – I don't get it wrong very often. I'm about 99% right. But sometimes – they get in there, and sometimes we change their mind about who we are, which is good, because that's what my goddesses want me to do. They want me to teach the world that we're not this green-faced wart on the nose with the hat and evil, because we're not, you know. We're just, we're normal people that want to help people. We have a particular way of doing things that can help people.
Well, is there any truth to any of this evil history of witches, or?
No, not really. I don't think so. A witch, either dark or white, it's just a witch, and I don't think that they're bad in any way. A witch hexing, there's a reason why she's doing that. Something happened, you know, that she had to protect herself, or something else. And you just don't go out and hex people just for the heck of it. You know, we don't do that. So,
what do you think of the witch trials? Do you think that those were really witches, or do you think that was just people going crazy?
So, there may have been a few witches there, but I really think that it was more hysteria.
That's what I feel too. I definitely felt that as
well.
You know, because I'm not.
And I think a lot of people were killed for no reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure what my belief is on magic. You know, I'm pretty open. But I know that regardless of what the truth is, I'm sure that that was a lot of just religious hysteria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of bad things going on. A lot of people wanted somebody's land, so they, you know, said, she's a witch. So they either burned her or hung her, or, you know, and it was not good. The Burning Years was not a good time. Not for anybody.
So we've talked about books. Is there, for someone who just wants to get into the craft, as you put it, what would you recommend?
Silver Ravenwolf.
What's that?
Silver Ravenwolf. She's really good. I would start with her.
I got to say,
Wicca,
that's about the coolest name I've ever heard.
That is a very cool name. Yeah, that's promising.
Yeah. And you say that she's a good place for starting, and I'm guessing that you think that a good place for starting is Wishcraft.
Yeah. You know what Wishcraft is, really, seriously? It's kind of like The Secret. You know The Secret?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that when you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It takes a while to happen, but it's kind of the same thing.
It may
go from full moon to a full moon cycle to get what you want. But if we were all, like, bewitched or, what do you call the three girls, charmed, I guess
charmed.
It was.
Yeah.
We would all be in a lot of trouble because people would be just doing magic everywhere, and it doesn't work that way.
I see. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show here. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Maybe we can run over how people can find out more about you again, so our audience can look you up.
Well, you can. I have a school, and I also have a magazine, Dark Ladies Witch Magazine, which is going to be coming out. And the school is called Dark Ladies School of Witchery, and you can go there. Then I have so much, guys. I have so many followers now. It's just amazing. I just love it so much. And thanks to the goddesses, they've really helped. It's really amazing. People will, I have three questions that they have to fill out before they can get into the group. And it's usually, well, I was drawn to you, or I heard a whisper that said that I need to come to your group, or something like that. And I know it's my goddesses bringing them to me so I can help them learn. And it's really quite interesting how this has all come about.
Well, thank you very much for being on our show, and hopefully people who want to learn now know where to go. Check out, it seems like the easiest way to find you is to search for Dark Lady on Facebook.
You got it. Search for Dark Lady on Facebook, and I'll just come up.
So, all right.
And I have a ton of stuff. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. You've been listening to Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. What do you think I see? Some cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew.
Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The White House says President Trump will not campaign for Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore before next month's special election.
A White House official says the president will not travel to Alabama on Moore's behalf, despite his public statements doubting the women accusing Moore of sexual assault. Mr. Trump has declined to follow the path of other mainstream Republican leaders who have called on Moore to step aside. GOP lawmakers are considering expelling Moore should he win the seat in the U.S. Senate.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting.